This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
سبحان الله الحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, for those first timer, we welcome you to our center. We just remind all the newcomer the way we perform our qiyam here may be a bit different from most of the masajid. What the other masajid is doing, 2-2-2-1, is one of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 4-4-3 is also another sunnah, but majority of the ummah is not exposed to it. That's why we try to revive one of the sunnah, the forgotten sunnah. There are many things in Islam which the Prophet ﷺ himself does it, and followed by the companions and the four imam, but later on is not being shared to a lot of the ummah. Then we keep on forgetting the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will try our best to remind everybody so that we have some understanding, so that when you experience something new, you are not passing any judgment and say that why they are doing something that we are not following the norm. Allah did not call us to follow the norm. Allah did not command us to follow the people. Allah did not call us to follow the majority. Allah did not call us to follow our forefather. Allah said, follow my Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before we continue with a short reminder, let us make a prayer for a deceased brother of us who passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Last evening he passed away, and he was buried the same day. Alhamdulillah. The Prophet left us to hasten the burial. When there is a disease, the Prophet wants us to hasten it, not to delay without a reason. And that's why people who have the understanding of the Sunnah will try their best to hasten the funeral. He passed away around 6 p.m. and they managed to complete the burial around 10 to 12 a.m. Alhamdulillah. This also happened in Mecca and Medina. Whenever somebody passed away, even at night, they'll be ready to bury the deceased. Now, his name is Sayyid Ahmad Sadiq. First thing, when we hear anybody inform us about a Muslim who passed away, we will say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To remind us that every one of us came from the same God, Allah Rabbul Alameen, whether you're Muslim or not yet Muslim, all came from Allah. And sooner or later, we will have to return back to the Creator. Either you return back in the way that pleases Him, then you will be happy, or you return back to Allah, committing shirik, and He made Jannah haram on all the people who die and still committing shirik. إِنَّهُ مَا يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah said in the Quran, whoever die committing shirk, I make Jannah haram for them. Alhamdulillah, let us make a dua for Brother Sayyid Ahmad Sadiq. Continue with the dua for all our family members who have passed away, those who have been supporting us from the beginning of this organization until today. And may Allah accept our prayer. I will recite slowly. Please follow me to recite this prayer. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma qfil lahu warhamhu. وعافيه واعف عنه وأكرم نزوله وواسع مدخله واغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقيه من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم أبدله دارا خيرا من داره وأهلا خيرا من أهله وزوجا خيرا من زوجه اللهم أدخله جنتك وأعذه من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار اللهم اغفر لي حينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم لا تحرمنا أجره ولا تدلنا بعده يغفر الله لنا وله اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين. When we ask Allah to forgive the sin of our brothers who just passed away, we never forget to ask Allah to forgive all our family members who have died as a Muslim. And also to ask Allah for forgiveness for everyone who are still alive, for those who are present every night with us here, and those who are absent today, the young and the old, male and the female. We can ask Allah also to make us live longer if you like. But Allah have reminded us, everyone's life is been ordained by Him. Before we were created, our death has been ordained. The only difference is His blessing will extend. Even you live longer, but if you suffer, you don't enjoy life. If you die sooner, but you enjoy life, healthy, happy, that is more valuable. So we ask Allah, anytime when Allah wants to invite us back home, make us have a good ending. And if Allah prolong our life that we do not know how more years to go, we ask Allah to help us to become a good practicing Muslim and Muslimah. Brothers and sisters, last night I do share with all of you, for those who are present and those who are not present today, they have seen me last night. They said, I'm sorry, Sheikh, we are traveling back to Indonesia, some of them visiting family, so I will be excused for the homework. I said, Alhamdulillah. It's not wajib, it's just to expose to all of us the importance to know who is our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we love him, like how he loved us. He loved us to the extent, brother and sister, none of us have met him. But he has been asking Allah, when can he meet up with us? And one of the things that is sure to happen, he will be waiting for all of us in the day of judgment. And he's the only prophet that will call Ummati, Ummati. The rest of the other prophet will not have this kind of Shafa'a. They will say, Nafsi, Nafsi. If you go to Adam, Adam is allowed by Allah to save one soul in 1,000 of his offspring. 1,000 children of Adam, Adam was only granted to save one. We don't know whether we are the one or not. Because how many children of Adam now? Billions from the time of Adam. Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, all if you go to see them, they will say, Nafsi, Nafsi. Except our Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he will call Ummati, Ummati. To the extent our Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, inform us that whoever passed through Sirat, the long bridge in Akhirah, and they are going to enter the gate of Jannah, they will have to pass to Al-Qantara, another bridge, a shorter one than the first one. The first Sirat is a long one. But then, before you enter the gate of Paradise, you have to go through another short bridge called Al-Qantara. And that bridge is not easy compared with the first one. Because that bridge, if anybody who has seen with another Muslim here, if anybody who fasts in the month of Ramadan, Angel Gabriel said, but he never gained forgiveness from Allah. No changes in him. He's still the same person. He don't care about the do and don't in Ramadan. He just abstain from food and drink and having relation with husband and wife. Other than that, he's still the same guy, gossiping, backbiting, lying, cheating in doing business and so on. Then the angel Gabriel said, "Oh Allah, stop them from entering paradise." And Prophet Muhammad said, "Ameen." It's a very powerful dua from Gabriel, and the one who Ameen is the best of mankind, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is number one. Number two, we know what is going to happen. The Prophet is going to wait for us at Kantara to do what? To still trying to give his intercession to save us from not entering Jannah. You are at the gate, but you cannot enter until you solve the problem that you have among fellow Muslim. One, if you have debts, you are ambil hutang and you never settle it here. You pretend nothing happened. You forget. If you really forget, may Allah forgive you. But you pretend to forget that nothing happened. They are loaded. Okay lah. No need. You don't need lah. Anything that I have, then I think he will say halal. You ask him or not? Did you ask him and tell him, can you just niat sedekah or niat zakat? Because people who have loan, they can take zakat. But loan for survival, not loan for comfort. Yeah? Loan for survival, you can. But not for comfort. Why you take the loan? I want to buy a new car. No, no. That new car, you must pay back. You can still get a second-hand car. A car is a car to bring you from a point to point. Kolas. Why must you have a new one? If you have the means, no problem. Ferrari, go. No problem. If you have the means, Islam never stop you. The Prophet have the best horse. Some companion have the best camel. No problem if you have the means. If you commit zulm to another brother and sister here, and you never ask him, you're not humble to ask him or her for forgiveness, you will see him, sure to see him at Kantara. How good you are, that is your goodness. But because you cause harm to another Muslim here, the Prophet said, "Kullu Muslim ala Muslim haramun damuhu wa maluhu wa irduhu." Every Muslim to another Muslim is sacred. His life is sacred. His property, money is sacred. If you take loan, you must pay back. Or you see him and ask him to forgive you. If not, see you in Akhirah. If you don't believe in that, you have to wait and see what is going to happen. And also, his or her dignity. Every one of us, brother and sister, have their own dignity. Marwah, harga diri. You must honor. You cannot abuse them, humiliate them, especially in the public. You do that, you have to wait for him or her in Al-Qantara. Why the Prophet is waiting for us there? He has bypassed all the tests from Allah. And he's going to Sirat very fast. And no gate of paradise can open until the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enter. Why he wait over there? Because of his love toward us, that he want to grant his last shafa'ah. If you owe somebody some money and you don't pay back, then the Prophet will look into the case. If you really want to pay, but you don't have the mean, he will become your guarantor. He will look at that person who gave you the donation, and he will ask him to forgive you, and he will give him extra intercession. Shafa. See how loving the Prophet is. Thinking of our future, do we think of him? Do we love his sunnah? We don't care. Here, whoever performed prayer with us tonight, if this is your first time, you see some experience, new experience, something new. Seem to be very quiet after four rakaat. No special recitation or salawat or what kind of ritual chanting. We only do it at the end of witr. Subhanal Malik al-Quddus, Subhanal Malik al-Quddus, Subhanal Malik al-Quddus, Rabbil Malaikatu waru. And we end with the prayer that we decide just now. Allahumma inni a'udzu biridaka min saqatik wa bimu'afatika min ukubatik wa a'udzu bika minka la ufsi sana'an alaik anta kama asnaita ala nafsi. That was recommended by our Prophet. If you love the Prophet, you want to make zikr, follow his zikr. Who taught you to come up with your own zikr? You think your zikr is better than the Prophet's zikr? But if the Prophet taught us how to make zikr after four rakat, we will do, no problem. Next time when you want to do something, brother and sister, don't be a blind follower. Islam is being perfected by Allah. The Prophet has shown you everything that you need to know. When prayer is concerned, zikr is concerned, and that's why the Prophet always remind us to say, Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika. Continue. Wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Very short, but very, very important dua. What is the dua? Oh Allah, help me. Help me to do what? To remember you. I want to remember you. I want to make zikr. But I want to make the right zikr. The zikr that Prophet Muhammad have taught us. Don't create your own zikr. Because anything not taught by the Prophet in ibadah will not be accepted. Man amila amalan laysa alaihi amruna fahuwa rad, the Prophet said. From Aisha radiallahu anha, whoever do an act of worship or askar that was not taught by the Prophet, don't ever think that your zikr will be accepted. Whose zikr is the best zikr than the Prophet's zikr? The Prophet have taught us so many zikr, we don't even memorize it. And we create our own zikr somehow. Astaghfirullah. I don't know why we are so disobedient. Wa shukrika, you want to thank Allah. How? Follow the way of the Prophet. You know the Prophet, he worshiped Allah, he made ibadah to the extent that two of his legs was swollen. Aisha, who loved the Prophet, asked the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, why you have to torture yourself? Most of the people are sleeping, you are still worshiping Allah. Until two of your legs swollen. Your sin, if you have sinned, Allah has forgiven you. You are guaranteed to go to Jannah. Then why you keep on worshiping until two of your legs swollen? You need how humble the Prophet's answer. I just want to be abdan shakura. I just want to be a thankful servant of Allah. Compared with the ni'mah that Allah has given me, with the prayer that I have performed, is nothing. For us, very great already. Taraweh, wow. Normally, where got Taraweh? Where the camp? Only Ramadan. Only Ramadan, witi, outside Ramadan, witi, bye-bye. See you next year. But still we are okay. The Prophet knows that we can't do what he can. You know why the Prophet stopped praying Qiyam Ramadan, known as Taraweeh, that we are performing every night in Ramadan. Why he stopped performing this after 3 nights of prayer in the mosque of Medina? He prayed the first night. Second night, he came out and prayed. Third night, he came. Now more sahaba is coming and join him in the prayer. After that, he stopped. He never performed Qiyam Ramadan in the mosque until he passed away. Only 3 nights. Why? Why? Because the Prophet is afraid. He loves us a lot. He do not want to burden us. Because he saw the response is so good. No, so positive from the companion. They just come and join. The Prophet never called them. Come, Qiyam Ramadan, come, Taraweeh. He never said. He performed by him. They saw him, they joined him. He never stopped them. But after the third night, more and more is coming and join him in prayer. He was worried that Allah will make it compulsory. Because the wahyu is not finished yet. Wahyu never end yet. So he was worried. See how loving our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Should we love him? Yeah. That's why we have a group of our students from Akar Academy who is here with us. Their parents send them to us. We have some 30 of them also came last few days. Now is the last batch, another 30 plus. Because the parents want them to follow the sunnah of the Prophet. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They do miss their parent too. But the parents sure to miss them too. Only their parent must be strong. They love their children, they don't pamper their children. Go. Go and learn. Go to an environment that can help you. And what we are trying to educate the children over there is to love the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then they will be a righteous ummah. They will be a righteous son and daughter, salihin wa salihat. One day become salihin, salihat, they are ready to survive. You can just send them anywhere. They are ready. Wherever they go, they will establish the sunnah. And inshallah, with the will of Allah, if they are ready, we were going to train them to be a good da'i. A good da'i is a good promoter of Islam. They are ready to bring Islam wherever they go. And engage with the not yet Muslim, like how we engage today. With the Buddhists and the Sikhi scholars. We have a discussion after Zohor today on fasting to make them understand the significance of fasting in Islam. Alhamdulillah, they said they have learned a lot. If they read books and they share with me one thing, they ask me, they said, Datuk, about the name of Allah. that the issue is going on now. The name of Allah printed where? Socks. But the beauty part, they themselves said, it's very wrong for people to do that. But then he asked me, how about people writing the name of Allah on the shirt? Writing the name of Allah on the back. And they are going to bring the bag everywhere and chuck the bag, throw the bag here and there. And they are going to wash their shirt and they'll send to the laundry. And in the machine they go, is that okay? They have a very good question. We honor the name of Allah not only by calling Allah, but even you want to write anything, even the newspaper, even a letter, if you want to put the name of Allah, or the invitation card, you want to put the name of Allah, you know, it's so difficult after that. What are we going to do with the card? Can we just throw it? To them also, they say, if anything sacred, they have to burn it or shred the paper. We don't want the word of Allah being disrespected. So they also have that feeling. Alhamdulillah. I didn't talk about that. They start to talk about it. So it's important for all of us to understand. In the future, you want to do anything, please check. Thing that you want to pass to everybody, make sure that the thing that can benefit them for life, they can keep it. But invitation card for nikah. After that, who's going to keep? You want to keep? You want to do collection? We are going to throw it away. How are you going to dispose this? You must learn the adab. Either you shred it or you burn it. Very important. Lastly, brother and sister, every night without fail, in the witr prayer, the second rakat, Imam chose to recite, Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. La a'budu ma ta'budun. Wala antum abiduna ma a'bud. Until the end. The ending is what? What is the ending? Lakum dinukum waliyadin. Before you quote lakum dinukum waliyadin, you must understand the beginning. It's to keep on reminding us as Muslim and our children. You want to bring them up Islamically. You want to dress them Islamically. You want to teach them how to perform prayer according to the Prophet way. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want to feed them, make sure that they eat halal food. You want to feed them with any kind of drink, halal drink. Do we do that, brother and sister? Yes. Next time when they grow up, they want to work. Make sure they work in halal environment. Halal company. That don't get involved in serving haram thing, especially liquor. Don't let your daughter to work in a place that she has to expose her aura. Because it's haram. Haram is not just food, drink, dressing, speech. You have a company who involved in advertisement. And now they want you to come up with your advertisement, three naked lady. They want to pay for your workmanship. Are you going to do that? You can't. Because it's haram. This is just an example. So that our children become righteous children. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. Understand this ayah carefully. They have their way, we have our way. The disbeliever, they don't care halal and haram. Money come. Money come first, as long as money. They don't care halal and haram. But we are different. They don't care about riba, we can't get involved. Of course, they don't care about rasuah, now we also are like them. That's why corruption become very normal. They thought it's not rasuah. To them, they say, give and take. Ma. I rub your back, you rub my back. Ma. Kerjasama. Bantu membantu. Why? You know my people as a Chinese. You never see a Chinese go to the temple and go and pray without offering food first. They must bring something. Offer their deities, whatever God they believe, and put it there. Let him enjoy his lunch or dinner or supper. After that, they make sure that he have finished his dinner or supper. They have their way. They took two coins and then they hold and shake for a while and then they throw it. One bunga, one kepala, one bunga. Three times, that means he have taken his food. Now you can ask. You don't go empty hand. Feed your God first. That is their belief. And that's why when you want to ask for any project, they'll bring you for food first. Let us have dinner. No. Let her have some good time. Then they talk about business. To them, that is normal. To us, that is a sign of corruption. We hope we are not corrupt, inshallah. Our children is going to grow to be an officer. Maybe one day they become minister. Who knows? We don't know. Suddenly become minister, alhamdulillah, I hope they don't forget us. You know? Brother and sister, before I end, remember the homework I asked you to do last night? Yeah? What is the name of our Prophet Muhammad mentioned in the Quran other than Muhammad today? Tonight the Imam did say, recite an ayah, Muhammad Rasulullah. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, and his followers are very firm with the non-believer, kuffar. They don't compromise. Halal, halal, haram, haram. Haq, haq, batil, batil. Tauhid, tauhid, syirik, syirik, they don't compromise. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. But Muhammad Rasulullah and his follower, among the believer, they are very passionate, loving, caring, helping one another, not condemning one another, not destroying one another. Then there was ayah recited by the early imam, not tonight, in Surah Saf. What is his name? Ahmad. Alhamdulillah. Ismuhu Ahmad. What is the third name that you remember? Yeah? Al-Mahi. Allahu Akbar. I cannot ask him anymore. He seems to know. Yeah, Al-Mahi. What is the fourth one, sister? Name given to our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Known to our Prophet. We have one He said, Al-Mahi. Yeah. What is the fourth one? Sister now. I'll see you tomorrow night. Give you more time. Yeah, maybe too short. Yeah. Give you another night. How about the brothers, the fourth one? Pardon? Astadiqul Amin. It's a title there. It's a title given. Pardon? Mustafa is also another kind of nickname. Al-Bashir. Yeah. Al-Hashir. Yeah. So please find two more. We'll see you tomorrow night. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.